This is the Sakar Murli of the 5th of March 2025. Essence. Sweet children, there is no nourishment like happiness. Whilst walking and moving around, remember the Father with happiness, and you will become pure. Question. What is the way to stop performing any sinful action? Answer. Following Srimat is the way to protect yourself from performing sinful actions. The Father's first Srimat is, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Follow this Srimat and you will become conquerors of sinful actions. Om Shanti. You spiritual children are sitting here and also at all the centers. All of you children know that the spiritual father has now come here. He will once again take us back home from this dirty old world. The father has come to make you pure. He only talks to souls. It is the souls that listen through their ears. The Father doesn't have a body of his own. Therefore, the Father says, I take the support of this body to give you my introduction. I enter this ordinary body and show you children the way to become pure. I come and show you this method every cycle. You have become so unhappy in this kingdom of Ravan. You are in the kingdom of Ravan, the cottage of sorrow. The Iron Age is called the land of sorrow. The land of happiness is the land of Krishna, heaven. That land doesn't exist at the moment. You children know very well that Baba has now come to teach us. The Father says, you can build a school even in your home. You have to become pure and also make others pure. When you become pure, the world will also become pure. The world is now corrupt and impure. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. Those who understand these things very well can also explain them to others. The Father simply says, children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, the Father. Explain to others in the same way. The Father has come and he says, remember me and you will become pure. Do not perform any devilish actions. Whatever actions Maya makes you perform, they will definitely be dirty and sinful. The first mistake you made was in saying that God is omnipresent. It was Maya that made you say this. Maya will make you perform sinful actions in every respect. The secret of action, neutral action, and sinful action has also been explained to you. On the basis of following Srimat, you experience happiness for half of each cycle. Then, by following Ravan's dictates for the other half of the cycle, you experience sorrow. All the devotion you were doing in the kingdom of Ravan has only been bringing you down. You did not know of these things. Your intellects had become totally stone. Stone intellect and divine intellect is remembered. On the path of devotion, they say, O God, grant this one a good intellect so that he stops all this war, etc. You children know that Baba is now giving you very good intellects. Baba says, sweet children, you souls had to become impure, and you now have to be purified with the pilgrimage of remembrance. You may go for tours and walks, etc. You can walk a long way, because no matter how far you walk, when you walk in remembrance of Baba, you will forget your body. It is said there is no nourishment like happiness. People will happily go very far in order to earn money. Here you become very wealthy and prosperous. The father says, I come every cycle and give you souls my introduction. At present, all are impure, and so they continue to call out, come and purify us. It is souls that call out to the Father. Everyone is unhappy in the kingdom of Ravan, the cottage of sorrow. Ravan's kingdom extends over the whole world. At present, the whole world is Tamopradhan. There are images of the Satopradhan deities. There is also praise of them. People beat their heads so much in order to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. No one knows how God comes and gives the fruit of their devotion. You now understand that we are receiving the fruit from God. There are two fruits of devotion. First is liberation, and second, liberation in life. These are very deep and subtle things and have to be understood. Those who have performed a lot of devotion from the time it began will very clearly understand this knowledge. Therefore, the fruit they receive will also be good. Those who have done less devotion will take less of this knowledge and will also receive less fruit. There is an accurate account. The status is number wise. The father says, having come to belong to me, if you fall into vice, it means that you have left me. It is as though that soul falls right down. Some fall and are then able to get up again, whereas others fall completely into the gutter. Their intellects do not reform at all. Some people's consciences bite them and they experience sorrow. They feel, I made a promise to God and then I deceived him and fell into vice. I let go of the Father's hand and went and belonged to Maya. Such souls spoil the atmosphere. They become cursed. Dharamraj is also with the Father. At that time, that soul doesn't realize what he is doing, but later he repents. There are many such people who kill someone, etc., and have to go to jail. Then they repent for having killed that person for no reason. Many kill others when they are angry. There is a lot of news about that in the newspapers. You do not read the newspapers. You do not know what is happening in the world outside. Day by day, the state of the world is becoming worse. You have to come down the ladder. You know the secrets of this drama. It is in your intellects that you must only remember Baba. Do not perform any dirty act through which your register would be spoilt. The father says, I am your teacher. A teacher has a record of how his students study and their behaviour. The behaviour of some is very good, of some it is less so, and of others it is totally bad. Everyone is number wise. The Supreme Father is teaching you very elevated things. He also knows the behaviour of each one. You too can understand. I have these habits, due to which I will fail. Baba explains everything very clearly. Those who don't study well and who make others unhappy will also die unhappy. Their status will be destroyed as well. They will experience a lot of punishment. Sweet children, if you want to make your own fortune and the fortune of others, imbibe the sanskar of being merciful. The Father is merciful. He becomes your teacher and teaches you. Similarly, some children study well and also teach others. You have to become merciful in this. A teacher is merciful. He shows you a way to earn an income and how to attain a good position. There are many kinds of teacher in those studies. Here there is only the one teacher. There is only this one study for changing from humans into deities. Purity is the main aspect. Everyone asks to be purified. The Father is showing you the way for this. However, if it is not in someone's fortune, what effort would he make? If someone is not destined to claim high marks, how could his teacher inspire him to make effort? That one is the unlimited teacher. The Father says, no one else can explain to you the history and geography of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. All of these unlimited things are explained to you. Your disinterest is unlimited. You are taught this because this old world has to be destroyed and a pure world established. Sannyasis belong to the path of isolation. In fact, they should live in the jungles. Previously, rishis and munis, etc., used to live in the jungles. That was when their power was Satopradhan, and they used to attract people. In some cases, food was taken to them in their huts. Temples are never built to sannyasis. Temples are always built to deities. You do not do devotion. You simply stay in yoga. Their knowledge is for remembering the Brahm element. They simply want to merge into the Brahm element, element of light. But no one except the Father can take them there. The Father comes at the confluence age. He comes and establishes the deity religion because a new world is needed for you. All other souls return home. No one of that old world can remain there. You become the masters of the whole world. You know that when it was your kingdom over the whole world, only you lived there. There were no other continents there. There is plenty of land there. Here, there is so much land, yet they dry the sea to reclaim more land because the human population continues to increase. they have learnt from the foreigners about reclamation of land. What was Bombay before? It will not remain in the future. Baba is experienced. For instance, when there is an earthquake or torrential rain, what will you do? You won't be able to go outside. There are going to be many natural calamities. How else could destruction take place? In the Golden Age, there are only the few people of Bharat. What is it today, and what will it become tomorrow? Only you children know all of this. No one else can give this knowledge. The father says, "You have become impure. This is why you now call out to me to come and purify you." Therefore, he must surely come so that that pure world can be established. You children know that Baba has come. He shows you very good methods. God speaks, Man above. Break off all relationships with bodies, and that includes your own body. And remember me alone. Only in this do you have to make effort. This knowledge is very easy. Even a small child can remember this, but it is impossible that he would consider himself to be a soul and remember the Father. If this cannot remain in the intellects of adults, how would it remain in the intellects of little children? Although he might continue to say, "Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba," he still wouldn't have the understanding of being a point of light and of Baba also being a point. It is difficult to keep this in the consciousness. You have to remember this accurately. He is not something large. The father says, "My accurate form is a point." This is why great effort has to be made to remember me as I am and what I am. They simply say that the Supreme Soul is the Brahma element, whereas we say that he is an absolutely tiny point. There is the difference of day and night. The Brahma element is where we souls reside. They call that the Supreme Soul. Keep this in your intellects. I am a soul, a child of the Supreme Soul. I am listening through these ears. Baba says through this mouth, "I am the Supreme Soul. I am the resident of the land beyond." You also live in the land beyond, but you enter the cycle of rebirth, whereas I do not. You now understand your 84 births. You have also understood the Father's part. A soul does not become smaller or larger, but he does become dirty when he enters the Iron Age. All of this knowledge is in such a tiny soul. The Father's form is very tiny too. However, he is called the Supreme Soul. He is the ocean of knowledge. He comes and explains to you. Everything you are studying now, you also studied in the previous cycle, and you became deities through that. Amongst you, the ones with the worst fortune are those who become impure and make their intellects degraded. This is because they're unable to imbibe this knowledge. Their consciences continue to bite them. they are not able to tell others to remain pure. They understand inside that they have been defeated by becoming impure. All the income they had accumulated has been lost. It then takes a lot of time. This one punch makes them seriously unconscious. Their register is spoilt. The father would say, "You have been defeated by Maya. Your fortune is very bad. You have to conquer Maya and then become conquerors of the world." Only the emperors and empresses are called conquerors of the world. The subjects are not called that. The deity kingdom of heaven is now being established. Whatever each one does, he receives the reward of that himself. To the extent that you become pure and make others pure, you accordingly receive the fruit of that, just as those who donate a lot also receive the fruit of that. Those who donate are remembered. They receive temporary happiness in their next birth. Here it is a matter of 21 births. You have to become the masters of the pure world. Only those who became pure previously will become pure again. Whilst you continue on this path, Maya punches you and you fall right down. Maya is no less powerful. Even after staying pure for 8 to 10 years, even after battling for purity, even after saving others from falling, they themselves fall. This would be called destiny. After belonging to the Father, they belong to Maya. Therefore they become enemies. There is a story about someone who became God's friend. The Father comes and gives love to you children, and also gives you visions. Some had visions without performing devotion. Therefore he made you his friends. Many used to have a lot of visions, but people caused so much upheaval because they thought that you were casting spells on them. So the visions were stopped. At the end, you will again continue to have many visions. Earlier, you used to enjoy yourselves so much. Even after seeing all of those visions, many left. Some bricks emerged from the furnace fully baked, whereas others emerged weak. Some even crumbled to dust. So many left and went away. They have now become millionaires and billionaires. They think that they are now sitting in heaven. But how could heaven exist here? Heaven can only exist in the new world. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to make your fortune elevated, become merciful and study this knowledge and also teach it to others. Never spoil your register by becoming influenced by a bad habit. 2. In order to become a deity from an ordinary human, the main thing you have to imbibe is purity. Therefore, never become impure or make your intellect dirty. Never perform any action that would cause your conscience to bite you and for which you would have to repent. Blessing. May you be a world benefactor and give the world the water of light with your seed stage. The seed stage is the most powerful stage, and this stage works like a lighthouse. With this stage, you can become an instrument to spread light into the whole world. Just as a whole tree automatically receives water through the roots, in the same way, when you remain stable in the seed stage, the world receives the water of light. However, in order to make your light reach the whole world, you need to have the powerful stage of being a world benefactor. For this, become a lighthouse, not a bulb. In every thought, have the awareness of benefiting the whole world. Slogan: the power to adjust will enable you to pass with honours at the right time. Avyakt signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. The basis of God's revelation is truth. Revelation will only take place through the truth. One is the truth of your own stage. The second is the truth of service. The basis of truth is cleanliness and fearlessness. On the basis of the inculcation of both of these, you can become an instrument to reveal God through the truth. If there is any type of uncleanliness, that is, if there is even the slightest lack of truth or cleanliness, there cannot be success in the task of revelation. Om Shanti.